Today's special episode is brought to you by Starting Points, Operationally Curious Questions. Begin pre-event learning with our best-selling Operationally Curious Conversation Starters. Download the app at startingpoints.app or the App Store, and purchase card decks at www.startingpointcards.com.
Well, today's episode of the Odd Nerd Podcast, a very special episode, an early episode, an extra episode. Holy crap, man, somebody flew in to be in studio. You should know who it is by now. It is Safety Man Daryl. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Welcome to a very, very special episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. A little bit of backstory here, I guess, before we get too deep. Hold on, adjust the mic so you can actually hear me. Before we get too deep into today's episode, I'm going to try to keep this intro as short and sweet as possible. We're going to jump right into the episode because we talk about so many, many important things. But this is an extra super duper special episode coming to you super duper duper early. It's part of what we're doing for Christmas. So here's kind of the plan. Before Daryl flew in, Daryl, Safety Man, before he flew in, I've got to say that because he gets mad if I don't throw the Safety Man thing on there. He is very into that title. Hold on, let me get a little cold brew while we process that. A little Starbucks there. Hold on, I'm going to do one more before we go. Delicious. I downsized. I got a venti instead of a Trenta cold brew. But before Daryl flew in, I'm recording this on a Saturday, before he flew in for the pod. And when you get big guests like that, I mean, big names like Daryl. Daryl is a huge name in our world. He's an up-and-coming country star. I don't want to give too much away. You've probably seen the videos of his music videos, and I mean, just wild and crazy. But when you have a big-name guest fly in, you just record when they tell you you're going to record. And I don't want to give too much away, but he got a little antsy towards the end. Like, it was quite the interview. But we were recording this on a Saturday. Now, on Friday, I got together with our CFO, our Chief Fun Officer, Avery Mae Goodman. You know my daughter. If you're listening here, you know Avery, especially if you've been listening since the beginning. Many of you have watched Avery grow up from like knee high to like she's almost as tall as me. That's not saying a lot. I'm kind of vertically challenged. I'm not the tallest fella in the room, and neither is Jarrell. I'm going to average. How about that? Normal average. All you folks that are like 6 foot something, you're the freaks. Not me and my 5'7" something that I've got going to 5'8" on a good day over here. That's normal. That's normal. Damn it. That's normal. But we recorded an episode. Me and Avery, we recorded an episode. And that's going to be part of our Christmas series that we've got going on. So that's going to come out kind of on like the normal day-ish sometime this upcoming week. I don't know. Just keep an eye out. If you subscribe, you follow along, make sure I think it's a subscribe button. I don't know what you're listening on, but however you can get notifications for new podcasts, now is the time. If you're just searching us out, it's way easier because like on my Spotify, the shows that I subscribe to, new episodes drop. It pops up in my feed. Boom. I know there's new episodes. It's easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy for me to go find those. The reason why I'm telling you all this is because the episode with Daryl is obviously out right now because you're listening to it. But very, very, very soon, like in the next day or so, you're going to get an episode of me and Avery hanging out, just talking. We did a lot of reflecting on the podcast and what she remembers of how that started. We talked about how the podcast actually started in the first episode and like all that kind of sort of stuff. And it's just a good update. update. So again, back to the point that many of you have been following along. It's not just a me thing. Like, you guys know my family, you know, Jarrell, you know, Avery. It's just a cool update. So that's part one, me and Avery. Part two to that Christmas series is going to be me and Jarrell. Same thing. This is just cool kind of hangout stuff. We do talk a lot about like behind the scenes and how they put up with all this mess. And like all that kind of sort of stuff. The questions that you probably have of like, how in the hell? Yeah, all that stuff. We talk a lot about all that stuff and everything we've got going on. And just kind of reflecting. I told you, podcasters have to do year in review. I did this and I did that and I did. I'm the best ever. Look at my stats. That's just podcast thing. Like, we have to like toot horns. And I don't hate it. Don't get me wrong. We're not tooting any horns in these episodes. But I always go with that old quote. I don't remember where I heard it. You probably know who it is. I don't. Where somebody said, like, nobody's going to toot your horn for you. Get to tooting, buddy. Yes. I guess that's some holiday wisdom. Toot your own horn, because nobody's going to toot it for you. In fact, they're probably going to take your horn from you and break it over their knee and say, don't toot that horn no more. So you better start tooting, and tooting pretty stinking quick. Toot that horn, baby. Toot that horn. But yeah, so that's kind of the plan. That's the plan for the Christmas episodes. Over the course of starting today with this release, this is coming out on a Saturday night, I'm pretty sure, and the Saturday night before Christmas, and then over the next few days. So you got Daryl now, you're getting an episode with me and Avery very, very, very stinking soon, and then you're going to get an episode with me and Jarrell, and that's it, right? We're going to be ringing in the new year pretty quick right behind that. I'll do some type of New Year's show of some kind. I've always kind of went down this path of like, I'm not going to record crap around Christmas. I'm not going to record crap around New Year. Who the heck's going to listen to stuff around Christmas and New Year? And then I was talking to some friends and talking to many of you guys out there. And you told me, you're like, what the heck do you mean, dummy? Like, you know, like, when you don't listen to podcasts around Christmas, you don't listen to podcasts around Thanksgiving, you don't listen to podcasts around New Year's, you know, when you're on that stupid airplane going to see family, we need it. We like it. We love it. We got to have more of it. Do not stop recording stuff. Record them a month and I don't care. Just give me something, because I'm stuck on the plane. I'm stuck in the car. I need some. Yeah. So there they are. So I think the cool thing with these, maybe other than this episode, at least with the Avery episode and the Jarrell episode, they're going to be light and fun, and we're going to really just be talking podcast history and all the stuff that we just talked about, right? How the heck they put up with me, and how the heck they put up with people like Daryl coming to visit our house and sit down and make very specific demands around coffee and accommodations. And you'll get to hear a little bit of all that. Other things that we always have to touch base on. The books. I always forget to tell you about the books. You know how to find them. They're on Amazon. You can find them over on the website too. Visit the website, thehopnerd.com. The Starting Points app is out. I have not been like tooting my horn, I think, hard enough about that app. Many of you have downloaded it. Many of you have been playing with it. I've got a lot of great feedback. All awesome. And down to some tweaks we're going to make too. You are directly influencing what that thing looks like as we move forward, because we're already started on version 2 of the app. Yeah, we have already started tinkering with it, but go get it. Go get it now. Startingpoints.app, or find it in your app store. Just search Starting Points. You'll see the little 3-bar Hop Nerd logo as the icon. It's like purple, pink, and orange. You know what it looks like. I put it like on practically everything. Go dig into that. And the card decks themselves. Yeah, the card decks themselves. You can get those at startingpointcards.com. We've got funky meeting starters too. Funky meeting starters. Yeah. And so all the other decks, we've got the original decks in multiple languages. We have the expanded original deck, which is sweet. I really, really like it. It's in a metal carrying case. Like, I like it. It's just the way it feels, the way it sounds. They're a little bit larger. They're tarot size. And so tarot size does mean a bit larger. Yeah, they're a bit larger cards, which is kind of cool. But I really like the carrying case, because those old paper card cases, I mean, they just kind of crap out over time. But yeah, go check those out. Follow along wherever you can follow along. Make sure that you follow along on YouTube. You can go watch this podcast right now on YouTube. So if you're in a place where you're like, man, I'm just going to throw this up on the TV, go watch it on YouTube. It is a video episode. The Avery episode will be a video episode. The Jarrell episode will be a video episode. Anytime that we have a guest, we're always pretty much always turning those into video episodes. It's not worth just staring at me talking and staring at a camera for these, I don't think. But having guests on, it is really, really neat. It's a great way to absorb the podcast, to see me and somebody actually on the screen talking. It's super duper cool. But yeah, follow along on LinkedIn, all that kind of sort of stuff. You know how to find me. And if you need a hand with your hop journey, as you know, thehopnerd@gmail.com. My schedule for this upcoming year is getting lots and lots and lots and lots of busy put on it. So let me know sooner than later if you want to do something. The sooner you let me know, the more flexibility we have in dates. That's just how it goes, because there's just one of me, right? There's just one of me. I haven't made any job offers to Daryl. So there is just one of me. So the earlier we can get things locked down, the better for you and the better for me. We can plan those things out. Every now and again, we get pretty lucky. So don't be shy. If you're like, man, I need somebody here next week, let me call. That's fine. Just no promises, right? We just gotta make sure those days work. And the easiest way to do that is as soon as possible. And last but not least, me and my amazing friend, Stephen Scott. As many of you know, more than a handful of you were there at our Hop and Operational Learning in Las Vegas event. We are putting on some of these this upcoming year in 2025. So if you're looking for a place to send your folks, or you're hoping to come to something that's like not a conference, you know, not those kind of like boring echo chambery kind of conferencey stuffy, yeah, those things, we are doing some more of those this year. And how many of them we do is really up to you guys. You got to tell us where you want them, when you want them. Now, a big part of this is we are offering up the ability to sponsor these events. You just go to thehopnerd.com/sponsor and you can get all of the basic info there. Yeah, and you can request sponsorship information. We have several different packages, making it super duper easy. If your company is looking for visibility, into our world of human and organization form, it's a great place. We're pretty selective, right? Like it's got to be the right fit for Hop and us and our core values and beliefs. I don't think I need to say that, but I'm going to say it anyways. But the really, really cool thing about this is if you are a company and you are going down this hop path, or you're starting down this hop path and you've been down it for a minute, we've got this kind of like Uber sponsor package, which comes with all the things you would expect it to come with, like a whole bunch of seats to the event, like it's even easier, right, to get your folks there, all that kind of sort of stuff. But the coolest part about it is if you do become, you know, insert some really, really, really awesome company here that does really amazing things and starting on this hop journey or been on this hop journey for a minute, insert your name here. You get to pick the city in which we do this. Now, we've got to come to an agreement on that, right? But that's easy peasy lemon squeezy. The only requirement Steve and I really have is accessible by airplane, like at least near some kind of major airport. But boom, you sponsor it. You've got a whole bunch of seats. You've got a whole bunch of other kind of really nice perks with that. But you get to pick where we have it. So Hop and Operational Learning in Nashville, Hop and Operational Learning in Los Angeles, Hop and Operational Learning in Boise, Hop and Operational Learning in wherever. How cool is that? So let us know and send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. If you want that sponsorship package, I can get it over to you. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And if you're interested in attending, just let us know that too. That's super duper easy. Just shoot me a note and say, hey, we want to be there. I've got some folks, or I want to be there. That just helps us plan quite a bit. So with all of that out of the way, let's jump right into this interesting episode with Daryl, Safety Man. Welcome to the show. I've got to tell you, people have been requesting this one like crazy. Thanks for being here. All right. Let's get this over with. Nobody's got no time for all this talking and learning nonsense. I got, Lord have mercy. Hold on a second. I've got important safety business to attend to. Goodness gracious. I think that'll work. Always got a safe and sound, baby. And yeah, hold up a minute there, if you don't mind putting this on for me there, bud. Okay.
Yep, I can do that. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get this on. There's candles, Daryl. I don't want to set myself on fire. My God.
I want to get these on myself, too, before work starts. Forever, always, every time, baby. Gloves on. That said, drop these on for me, too, there, partner.
Yeah, okay. Whatever makes you comfortable, man. Jesus Christ.
Safety first, safety last, safety always, or else, baby. Yeah, and duh, to all my other safety mans out there, we did do a pre-job brief before we got started. We did do a two-minute drill before we got started. Duh.
Yep. Can confirm. I think that was the first thing that you said to me, Daryl, something about a pre-job brief and a two-minute drill. We spent about an hour outside working on that, and then once we came into the studio here, we did do, can't confirm 100% we did do a two-minute drill before we got started. Okay, with all of that out of the way, Daryl, let's just jump right into it. For our listeners out there who might not know, you are in fact a safety professional, and you've been a safety professional for how long?
It's safety man. And let's just say I have seen more near misses than you have had dinners there, Sonny. I started back when safety meant a good pair of steel-toed boots and a safety first sign nailed to the wall, a good old-fashioned stand down, and a good old stop work card. None of this fancy pants, hot mumbo jumbo, take better care of people, learn from people crap. We didn't do any of that.
Well, that's what's so exciting about having you on, my friend. I mean, we can really explore these changes in thinking, this evolution of safety, and really so much more. For example, in Hop
Wheeling, human air, hot safety different. Bah, people just got to be more careful. Duh, safety is simple, y'all. It is as simple as ABC. Always be careful. It's situational awareness. Pay more attention. Just watch what you're doing. It's just easy. I got a whole PowerPoint, actually a bunch of PowerPoints with clip art, videos from YouTube, and everything on that exact subject. ABC. Pay more attention. Always be careful.
You know, actually, Daryl, we prefer, really prefer, to look at how things made sense, the conditions, the actual choices that people had to choose from, you know, all of it. The context?
Yeah, the context sounds like a load of communist propaganda to me, y'all. Back in my day, air, just write them up. Event, written up. Bend the rules, break the rules, thought outside the box, thought at all. Write up, write up, write up, write up. Daryl pulled out his old safety write up book. Boom, you guessed it. Write up. Sneeze, write up. Throw your back out, write up. Do anything that Daryl don't like, write up. Written up. Baby, three strikes and you are out of here, buddy. Now that's how you maintain discipline, how you hold people account on,
man. Daryl, we actually find, we know this, we know that blame and punishment, it tends to just drive all of this information underground. I mean, a lot of times we're beating people up, we're punishing them for things that they didn't intend to do in the first place, hoping that it will keep them from doing them again or stop them from doing it again. It really prevents this vital learning and improvement that we need as organizations.
Learning and improvement. What in the hell are you even talking about, son? What are we? In a kindergarten? Listen, I know that we treat our employees like they are children. They deserve it, by the way. They got to follow them rules and pesky old employees. But this is a job site, sonny. We make widgets, not excuses. Now, hey, you over there, where's my coffee? And make sure it's not too hot. Safety first, you know, safety first. Oh, thank you. Perfect. It's cold. Got to be cold. Safety first. First, y'all. That's a safe cup of coffee right there, baby. I make sure I only limit myself to about half of one of these, and I drink 47 gallons of water. Heat stress awareness, baby.
Oh, okay, Daryl. I'm curious. With everything that you've said, what's your take on employee involvement, empowering and encouraging people to teach us about their lived experience, their lived operational reality?
Goodness
God, what are we even talking about? Empowering workers? We just said they're children. You don't empower a bunch of children. Next thing you know, they're going to be wanting comfy chairs, tools that actually work. They're going to be wanting unlimited coffee breaks. They're going to want to have some choice in their procedures. They're going to want to have some input on what PPE that wear. Where does that leave Aldera? It's up to me to make all those very important decisions for other people because only I know best because they're children.
Daryl, when people feel safe speaking up, when they feel safe sharing information with us, kind of going back to this idea that, you know, people will only tell us what we allow them to tell us. When they're comfortable reporting and teaching us about the great, the good, the bad, the weird, the ugly, the scary stuff about their normal, everyday, usually successful work.
My God, you just don't get it. This stuff is easy, man. It is easy. You just don't understand how easy safety is. I don't tell too many people that because I like my job. But it is easy, man. Look, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Listen, I've got a rule that fixes all that. You tell me stuff or I fire you. Boom, done. Tell me stuff or else. That's it. And guess what? People tell me stuff. I'm sure of it. Tell me more stuff or I fire you. Boom, fixed it. Nailed it.
Okay, let's just stop talking about safety stuff, Daryl. And I know you're not a fan of anything very, very different. But I do want to move into a bit of a different subject, if you don't mind. I want to pivot into talking about your up-and-coming music career. In particular, this career in modern country music. I mean, you've taken the internet by storm.
I've been trying my luck at the old six string there, been in the studio. Thank you so much for your production on that. I know we disagree on thank you for helping me produce something.
Yeah,
it's
quite the number. You've released two verses to the song Safety Man so far. In fact, let's cut to your latest verse right now. Let's give that a listen.
Got my eyes on the safety prize. Zero incidents, that's my aim. Eliminating OSHA recordables, my friend, that's just a safety game.
Zero, baby.
Gotta pay attention, folks, to every sight and sound.
Situational awareness, y'all.
Cause danger's always lurking to put you and your bonus in the grave.
Cause I'm a safety man, a safety cop. Legend in my time. Follow these rules and regulations, or I'll put you in the unemployment line.
Gotta tell you, man. I mean, it's catchy. It's catchy. It's definitely in line with most of, I think, about what we talked about during the first part of our episode so far. Pretty. I don't know that I would call it good, but it's something.
Two verses that? Out it's, to it. The something. Song is called Safety Man. It is by your boy Daryl here. And I like to talk about those unsung heroes, those safety mans that are out there, you know, making things not recordable, inspecting fire extinguishers, and patrolling that beat each and every day, big stick in one hand, write-up book in the other, keeping them pesky folks safe out there, making sure they're following all them rules 110%, 110% of the time. We ain't got no room for anything else, baby. No room for nothing else. And so, yeah, that's what the song's about. And I'm looking forward to it. We're setting up some acoustic shows coming up, Unplugged, if you will. We're going to be recording some more verses in the near future. It's just great. We've got some music videos out there. Go follow me on the LinkedIn at Safety Man Daryl. I think it's just / Daryl. I don't know. Just search me. Search Safety Man Daryl. I'm the only one out there, baby. Over on Instagram as well, you know, at Safety Man Daryl, or Daryl the Safety Man, or something like that. I don't know. It's out there. I post all my chart topping hits there. I post all kinds of wisdom, safety wisdom, like KISS, keep it safe and simple. See, look at that. Just like ABC, always be careful. We talk a lot about situational awareness. We show a lot of videos of people getting horrifically maimed and burned, and then it cuts to your boy Daryl saying, lost situational awareness there, bud. See, none of that would happen if you just cared more about not dying. It's great. Social media is just a wonderful place for people like me. And a quick question. Is Hop your first name or your last name there, son?
It's Sam.
Well, I got to tell you, thanks for having me here, Mr. Nerd. Is it okay if I call you Hop? Hop? Now, if you excuse me, I've got to get out of here. I've got important safety business to attend to. I've got to inspect some fire extinguishers. I've got to take care of heaps and heaps of paperwork. I need to get out there and do some patrolling. I just got a feeling them folks just aren't doing their cowboying it. A bunch of that's all we got in this world out there doing any work. I got to get out there and turn them cowboys into saints, baby. And I got a hefty pile of recordables on my desk. Recordables I got to turn into first aids, if you know what I mean, y'all. Oh, yeah, your boy is Daryl here. He's a world-class case manager. Got trophies for it, baby. Got to turn them recordables into first aids. Zero, baby.
Yeah,
zero.
Well, thanks for being here, Daryl. I've got to tell you, that was interesting. I think we learned mostly about probably what not to do.
And for crying out loud, would you fix this rug? You got all these fire hazards, candles, and incense burning, you damn hippie. And look at this lighting. This is way, way below the standard. You have got to get this lighting fixed. My God, I'm going to write you up before I get out of here. This is just ridiculous. That's it. Stop. Stop work. We're done with this one. Thanks for having me, Mr. Hop. It's been awesome getting to spend a little bit of time with you. But your boy Daryl's out of here.
For listening, everybody, we greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.